Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Holly Sagine, and I'll be your host for today's program, Deloitte Analytics, driving value from data. There's no question that business leaders need data to make decisions about their organizations. The better the data and the analysis behind those numbers, the better equipped leaders will be to navigate today's changing business landscape. Deloitte Analytics, a new service offering from Deloitte member firms, provides sophisticated analysis to help those member firm clients meet their business objectives. Here today to discuss analytics solutions is Tim Phillips, Global Managing Director of Deloitte Analytics. Tim, welcome.
Thanks, Holly. Great to be here.
Tim, tell me, what is the value proposition of business analytics? Why not just stick with traditional business intelligence and performance management solutions?
Yeah, that's a great question, really. I think the reality is that the breadth and depth and diversity of data that's collected by organizations today has meant that some of the traditional methodologies and those focused on business reporting, how to manage the performance of your business, are just not enough now to meet their needs. Some of them have realized that. And many are starting to become aware of that demand, and that's where the opportunity and Deloitte's business value is created. What we are particularly good at, what the member firms are great at doing with their clients, is delivering real business insight into the operations of their businesses. And what the analytics proposition is doing is providing a data-driven approach to that business insight. That's really the value proposition for us. Member firms can help clients create real insight into their business using data as a driver.
And if a company wants to embark on an analytics initiative, what's the best place to start?
Again, another good question. That really is a question of opening their mind to what the data can do for them. One of the experiences we see with clients is that they tend to look at their data in a very structured way, and they think about it in the context of what report will be generated by my system. And if I've got 10 different sources of data, I've got to look at them all individually. What we try and encourage them to do is to think about the nature of how that data can be extracted and looked at in a whole and complete way. Try and expose insights that they wouldn't have seen just through a standard flat reporting structure, and insights that might be generated because they're looking across geographies or across business units.
So it's a more holistic approach, really.
Very much the case. Much more holistic and much more insightful than we've previously been. So looking very deep into some of that data, looking for trends and patterns, things that will really give them insight into their business operations.
Now, Deloitte has talked about crunchy questions to drive value from analytics solutions. Can you explain what a crunchy question is?
My understanding of a crunchy question is one which truly captures the critical elements of things clients need to understand. So the sorts of things they need to ask themselves that would truly give them insight into their business operations. Things like, if I have a variety of data sources, am I actually drawing out the real value of information inside all of those different data sources? Are my performance management reports, the routinely generated reports, providing me with a real understanding of what my business opportunity could be in the future, not just what it's been? So those sort of questions, which I know Jane Griffin often refers to as crunchy questions, things that clients critically need to understand.
They're not always obvious either, I'm sure.
No, in fact, quite often it's one of our opportunities to talk them through some of those issues and help them understand what they could learn, what is the future of their organization, what sort of data would truly guide them to make decisions which will improve the operations of their business and create new markets or expand into marketplaces they haven't previously looked at?
We've talked before about how analytics is based on hard data, on facts, not intuition. How important is it that companies embed a fact-based mentality into their culture, especially those companies whose leadership is more gut-driven?
Holly, that's the opportunity. The ability for our member firms to be able to demonstrate to clients the nature of the way they can rethink what they've done in the past. What we're not suggesting is that the hard data, the fact-based approach is incorrect. What our member firms are suggesting to clients is that there's a much greater opportunity existing, the ability to look beyond simple reporting of data. So most companies would produce a monthly report that talks about what their business has been doing, where the sales have been, what the value's been, how that compared to budget, how it compared to the year before or the year before that. What many of them don't do is think about that level of performance against what could be in the future. So what was my opportunity? So how am I performing against what my company could have done, distinct to just the simple, very flat, fact-based analysis? That really is the opportunity we present to clients.
And from a strategic perspective, how can companies choose the right analytic solution for their business? And is there an analytic silver bullet out there?
Holly, I think there are many analytic silver bullets. I think that's dependent on what suits the particular entity and its operations. The proposal that our member firms are putting to clients is one which says it's not all software, hardware driven. That much of the new age of analytics is about the methodology, is about the way you approach the problem, not just the tool that you use. So a lot of it is what we in Deloitte believe we're incredibly good at, and that is providing business knowledge and business insight to those people who run companies. When you add that to the deep analytic base, that's where you truly get the Deloitte Analytics value proposition.
I love the fact that it's holistic, and I love the fact that it's not just about a single piece of hardware or software, because I'm sure those vary across the member firm clients too. So it's really something that is it's customizable, and it is unique to each member firm client. Is that right?
That's very much the case, Holly. It is about looking at the client need and having our member firms identify a way to provide them with that business insight that might use the tools they already have but extend them well beyond the way in which they've been used. Or it might introduce quite unique methodologies that are the intellectual property of Deloitte, which help them to think about the situation quite differently to the way they had been thinking about it. It's very unstructured is the way we like to think about it. What we're looking for is the data to speak for itself and to help drive an insight out of the data that wouldn't be produced in a standard report.
It's very insightful to look at it that way. Tim, I want to thank you for joining me today on Deloitte Global Insights.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
Visit www.deloitte.com/Deloitte Analytics to learn more about Deloitte member firms' involvement in this area as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcast. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening. And goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee in its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please see www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.